Hey, it's another Outside the Box, trying to brighten your day. Today's topic is, don't worry, be happy. Is everybody happy? Well, no. In recent polls, only about one-third of people in the U.S. said they were really happy with their lives, and that percentage has changed very little since the 1950s. A lot of people have studied happiness over the years, discovering that those who are happier have better health and longer lives. In one study, researchers showed that happier people were more likely to stereotype others and less able to tell whether someone was lying or telling the truth. But I digress. Let's get back to how people can be happy. According to many surveys, happiness is not based on one's income or the number of toys we have. Even though most have many more big-screen TVs, the newest computers, self-cleaning ovens, electric toothbrushes, Dolby surround sound systems, smartphones, and other technological wonders than they had 60 years ago, they are no more likely to be really happy. Would getting a new car make me happy? No. Because I'd have to spend a lot more money to get one. So I'd have to make more money somewhere, which would require me to work more or get a different job, either of which would make me unhappy. What about you? The problem is, most people judge their happiness in relation to others. The more we have, the more we want. The more someone else has, the more we want. But that won't buy us happiness. This is true not just in the U.S., but also in most countries around the world. In an outside the box feature I did about 2 years ago, I cited surveys from a book called The Spirit Level that showed that happiness was greater where economic equality between people was higher. It didn't matter whether the country's economy was robust or struggling. So, if happiness isn't based on more stuff, what does make people happier? One major factor for happiness is having, quote-unquote, enough. Food, shelter, good health, physical comfort, meaningful work, and income. Another is that the person is doing as well economically as others in their community or country. Researcher Martin Seligman found that what makes people happy, besides those basic needs and not doing relatively worse than others, were having meaningful relationships, loving and being loved by others, and having meaning in life. The Center for Well-Being listed 5: being with others, physical activity, awareness of the world around us, learning new things, and giving to others. If the economy came to a grinding halt tomorrow, but we figured out how to provide everyone with their basic needs, the level of happiness might actually go up. So much for consumerism and economic growth as the engine of happiness. So, if we really want to be happy in the world, we can do that without spending a penny. How happy are you with your life? What would make you happier? I'm Larry Danziger, not having a lot according to U.S. standards, but very happy anyway.